Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Aza ngakhumbula uBig Boy Mlangeni. Kholeka there. We trust the Father is doing you well. Thank you so much to Bahlengi. It's coming back tomorrow. Morning. My name is Ray. Welcome to it. Sunday Live.
Are you starting a business or taking it to the next level? Then it's time to pitch your business. After an exceptional Pitch Your Business competition in 2024, we're doing it again. Together, IM Youth, Radio Pulpit, the Northwest University's Beehive Enterprise Development Center, and TBN in Africa are hosting the third Pitch Your Business competition. Receive vital business training online. Total marketing exposure to the value of 1 million rand is up for grabs, as well as in-depth mentorship by the university. To register, complete the registration form on imyouth.co.za or radiopulpit.co.za. Register now. Registration closes on the 31st of May 2025 at midnight. T's and C's apply.
It is like the last day of life, man. We should just thank the Father at all times. And then let us thank Him that He has given us a gift of life. And in it, let us continue to serve Him even far much more.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. A companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Teddy Pendergrass there, this gift of life. A beautiful song indeed. I trust the Father is doing you well, gracing you so much in a mighty way. And of course, I was looking forward to talking to Jabulani Temane, Sipopolo Sekgatebe, and also Mfundisi Umotha, but it looks like they will have to send me WhatsApps on their renditions. I will ask questions, they will send WhatsApps, because I don't have phones, so they were lost, except for this emergency one, which will be closed. And so I will try to speak to them, to speak to us via that. But I just want us also to enjoy this, you know, this gift of life, some beautiful songs, I said, and of course, beautiful melodies that blend us together, you know. It's not a song that is understood by a few in a much large group of listeners, but also that everyone can listen and enjoy. Haven't played this in a while. Even forgot what it sounds like, because it's still a hit to me. The music of El Dibarge, Heart, Mind and Soul. Oh, I want to serve you, Father.
Come live the life at 657 AM.
Hustle and bustle of life? Then tune in to Radio Pulpit GLN, a brand new online station bringing you Christian content in English and vernacular languages like Zulu, Setswana, and more. Visit radiopulpit.co.za or download the Radio Pulpit app and click on Radio Pulpit GLN to live stream wherever you are.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012 334 1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Sihamba ngokukholwa, hayi ngokubona. Hamba nathi Radio Pulpit 657 AM, umngani wakho wemihla ngemihla.
As easy as the touch of a button, the message of life on 657 AM.
657 AM, Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. And then, of course, we are together throughout up to the hour 7. My name is Ray. And, I wish, you know, all the best. I wish you all the best. You must never have a day in a week like mine. But I pray, you know, that the Father keep you safe and sound and protected at all times, and that He guide you through and through, and also nourish you through and through. This is basically what I am, you know, looking forward to. And I trust as we do that, the Father will do you good. I don't know. Let me check if we have Ujabu. Jabu? No, we don't have him. No. Jabu? Aibo. Are you there, Jabu? No, we don't have him. And tonight, I want us to give advice to young people. Tonight, I'd like us to give advice to young people. If you're friends with someone who is young, what kind of advice would you give? Would you take advantage of them? Or would you be truly a representative of Christ and a true friend? And would you exploit them? You know, would you betray them? Would you abuse them? And today, young people are facing quite a lot in their lives. And it's important to listen also to young people. So today, we are talking about young people. Remember, this is not a youth program. No. We are talking about young people. So young people can talk as much as they want, the things that they would like us to hear from them as parents. I've been evaluating. I don't think I'm a splendid parent, you know. And I don't think that I've been listening enough until I met some other young people who basically had been talking into my life. And I can start to see what I missed also with my own very children, young people in my own family, relatives, friends and cousins and cousins-in-law and all that. Some things that I had missed. But, you know, because I've been listening to other young people, I was able to go back and recoup what I had lost throughout. And this is something very important. So our guests, Mfundisi Umota, Pastor Sipho Polos, are going to be talking with regards to young people and what they are even all about. They will be touching base on that. And really, I am looking forward to hearing so much more about young people. I'm looking forward to hearing quite a lot with regards to young people and some of the things that we need to warn our young people about, which we overlook all the times. Right. Jabu, how are you, man? How are you? Are you well? Yeah, siyaphila. Lalela la. We are going to do things very different because you are on this phone that may shut down anytime. On the radio, I can't get through to you ngephone ya la on the radio, but please, I'd like you to use WhatsApp. And we are giving messages to the young people of today. We are talking about challenges that they face. And also we are talking about solutions and way forward. We are talking about the trends of young people. And then ngizwe omunye ashumayela ukuthi ama 2000 benzeni. And really, so we need to talk to young people and speak with regards to the word. So you will send me those WhatsApps, those voice notes, angithi ne? Throughout the show, up to 7 o'clock. Le WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. 082-657. Yeah, and everyone that is listening, please, if you have messages to give to young people, I know it's Father's Day, thank you very much, but I'd like us to also look into the very notion of young people, the plight, and it's 082-657 082-657-2729. 082-657-2729. Uyitholile angithi?
Ngiyitholile yebo.
Ngiyabonga Jabulani. Thank you so much. Thank you. All right. And of course, now you can send us as many WhatsApps as you can. If you want to say Happy Father's Day to your father, it's fine. I won't stop you. It's fine. He's a father of your children. Happy Father's Day because he's good and all that. And blah, blah, blah. And perhaps maybe you also want to wish him a day that is good. There's still so much left in this day. Some 7 hours are still there in this day. So you can just wish him as much as you can. Yet the focus is on young people. I want us to talk to young people. Whether we like it or not, young people make 65% of what you would call your ministry. And young people are working close to 75% of the works of what you call your ministry. Yesterday, I was driving in a place called Gwandebele. And then at a mall somewhere next to Vezubuhle, I saw a tent. And then I saw this guy preaching there in a tent. And he looked like the one who is elderly above, I think, in Tangayam Diamond. And then, but the people who were singers, keyboard players and stuff were young adults, young people. The people were saying, yes, Jesus, and all that on the microphones as he was preaching were young people. I think we don't appreciate them that much. I've seen young people and I've met young people, and it's such a grace and an honor. I don't regret meeting a young person who has overcome the odds. Some of my friends have overcome odds, and they are there really waking up, and they are improving their lot. They are improving their lives. And it's amazing at the things that they have achieved as young people. And I'm talking everyone who is a young person, and the things they have achieved. You can also tell us your story and say, look, this is how I was when I was in my 20s, and this is how I am in my late 20s. Or this is how I was, or this is how I am, and this is what I am looking forward to. Someone can say, as a teen, this is what I was, but look at me now. I want to thank the Father. So it's important that we look into these young people, our children, our brothers, our friends. I want to emphasize that, our friends. And really show them genuine love. And I know there are some of us adults who have abused these ones. We've used them to quench some of the thirsts I can't even mention here on air. And because they are gullible, vulnerable, and they want attachment, they had always agreed to those things that are degrading them. When they advertise cars, they take a female young person, they put them there, wearing almost nothing. They know people are going to look at that car and buy it because there's a woman, a young person. You know? And this has been troubling, especially to me. It has been troubling. It has been troubling, and I'm at a stage where I really do not understand what is going on with my mind, but there is a revolution and a transformation of a sort to take stock and to really acknowledge that there are some areas when it comes to young people, I was not good. And it's about time that when one looks into that and start to say, let me fix that. And I believe that sometimes we look at young people, and in looking at them, we just take them for granted. One day around 4:45, went on to run about 5 o'clock or 5:10. I'm in town. I jump this young person. He's sleeping. He's sleeping in the street. By the way, this person is a father and a mother. And I'm not trying to blame parents for kids using drugs and stuff. I said, this person is a father and a mother. What drove him away? What put him away? What is it that has made him to come to this? But I also remember my life as a street kid. I have been a street kid up to the age 21, man. Even though that I started accepting the Father and really working for the Father quite well at age 19, I was still in the streets. And the people I was going to church to did not realize that I was living in the street until Pastor Tolu, took me into his house to live in his house. And I've had people who were relatives and stuff and what, would ask themselves, Mara, oh, my queen, we are happy, lo. But imagine, as a young person in the streets, if I had not, by the grace of the Father, of course, met him and then moved from the street, even though I was in the streets at age 19, because I started, you know, living with him around age 21, up to age 24, somewhere there. I'm asking myself, are there still parents and adults, elders and adults who care about young people? I was looking at the poster of Dr. Isaac Matebula of a revival. It's just that I lost my phones. I was planning to advertise this, but there's a massive revival coming there. And he has his protege. He's a young person. And he has put him there on equal footing on the poster. Tell me about someone who cares about young people, who invests a lot, who steps away from the spotlight and puts you through. I've had that experience with him also. As a young person. And today he calls me Mfundis. Can you believe that? You know, he shouldn't have to. But he believes in young people. I remember at some stage he spoke to young people and said, look, and to us, he said, don't spend your future today. And we were so hot at our collar with testosterone. Today do we have adults who care about young people? I'd like us to speak about young people and really to encourage them. And if you are able, please send kind words to young people, and even words of warning, even words of direction, even words of instruction towards young people, and even highlight some of the things that you think needs to be corrected. But all these things, let us do them in love. Let us do them in love. Send us your WhatsApps, 082-657-2729. Let me say it again, 082-657-2729. You can drop us a voice note. You can also send a WhatsApp. The phones are not working. Please don't bother with the phone. It's not working. You can send your voice note via WhatsApp. It's 082-657-2729. Again, 082-657-2729. It can be great to hear from you.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
All right, send us a WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. Let's hear what you say. Words to young people. Let us talk about them. Let us talk to them. Let us talk with them. Let us hear them, and may they hear us also. 082-657-2729. I am keen to hear from you. I'll be very much happy to hear from you. It's a long 2 hours. It's a long 2 hours, and we can use it to the glory of the Father. All right. Paul Wilkinson, it's been a while. Thank you so much. Paul says, evening, Pastor Ray. I praise God that we can still hear you on radio, especially after your recent ordeal. May God continue to reach you, bless you and your family every day. I'm like always listening to your show tonight. God bless you greatly. Paul, we give the Father all the glory. And let's do it as if it's the last time. Let's do it as if it's the last time. And let's serve him in the light of all. We are pressed on every side, but we are not crushed, tortured and not perplexed. The Father is with us. It's painful, I should tell you. It's a painful ordeal. There's something that I have said in my life that I don't want to see doing again, and that is going back to hospital. And, you know, because I've never had this good experiences with hospital. Every time when I go in there, there must be some major operation happening. No, man. Not this time. Not this time. Send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729. Young people are wonderful. Listen to Proverbs chapter 1, verse 8. It says, my son, hear the instruction of your father and do not forsake the law of your mother. It's important to actually tell young people that the instruction of your father and the law of your mother, they still work even today. If there's anyone who wants you to be better than them, it's your parents. Your parents, when they raise you, they don't raise you that you be subservient to them and be a little puppet. But they are raising you that you become a man or a woman who is far much more advanced than they ever will be. Far much more advanced than they ever will be. And sometimes it happens much of the times that we see ourselves really things not going quite well and stuff. But I pray that we do well, you know. I pray that we do well, you know. It's quite sad that we see these things. All right. I'm going to read some messages from Inus. They're very painful messages. And this is what our young people are also going through. But also older people, they are going through this. You know, I was saying to Kapi, a friend of mine and a minister in the gospel, I was saying, you know, it is quite an ordeal to experience some of the things. Listen to Inus. Ina says the Uber drivers, they said the Uber drivers killed them running a premise, and two are in hospital. 14-year-old sons, boys, were killed. It says, Ele was nege en vier geskiet, dood, vijf weggekom, opzoek. And then I see the photos of these young people. Man, these are young kids. 14 years old, young kids. Right here where I live, there's a kid from a school who was run over by a car. And it was a hit and run. School kid. About to finish the half-year exams. A day before. Dead. I was taken by some bikers. They said, follow us. And they said, we see your BMW runs quite well, you know. I said, yes, it runs. This thing can run. It's a 3-liter engine. And they said, okay, follow us. We are going to run Fontaine. And we went to a prison there. And the people I saw there, it's young kids. Young. Very young kids. I have a friend of mine who's a doctor who's also working there with them. Says, these are young kids, man. They're in for murder, robbery, arson, all those kinds of things. Tempted murder, drug peddling, being muled, and all those things that happen in the streets. Hijacking and robbery. They're in for those things. And I realize all these things that the young people are doing, they are working for adults. There are some bosses that are there who are sending them to do these things. There's a friend of mine, Thomas, who lost his leg because of the train, cut his leg. And sometimes I said, but you are a leader, you always send the young people, they go, you mobilize them, and they're puffed up, you're sending them to go and fight the police with stone during those days. And you are sitting at the back, no scar, nothing. So young people are vulnerable because they are used everywhere. They can be used everywhere. Even tomorrow, others are going to buy them some fried chickens so that they can fill up stadiums, and they do rallies and make them to jump up and down in the stadiums. Young people, they're being abused, killed, maimed, sold, trafficked, and they're forced into addiction so that they can be used as mules. They should run away from home and all those things and stuff. Proverbs 6:20, to young people, it says, we must teach them to keep the father's command. It says, my son, keep your father's command and do not forsake the law of your mother. Proverbs 7, verse 1, my son, keep my words and treasure my commands within you. But young people have a storage of the commands of the father. We should fill that storage, that void, with the command of the father. Otherwise, some rap artist is going to fill them with suicide. Some cartoons is going to fill them with self-mutilation. Quite sad. Zandisile, I see your WhatsApp there. It's only 3 seconds long. I don't know why. Mara, maybe you're trying to say something. Please continue to do that. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. I'm waiting for our guests to also send their WhatsApps and talk to young people. It's important to talk to young people. Do you know that young people are being kidnapped at times? They're being kidnapped. Yeah, sold over. Proverbs 23:22, this we should never run away from when talking to our children, our young adults, our youth. We should be able to say to them, listen to your father who begot you, and do not despise your mother when she's old. Because there's that thing that, you know, youth don't know that they are running into curses because they overlook the commands of the father. And sometimes they really don't know this. Your father who begot you, your father who begot you, listen to him. And don't despise your mother who gave birth to you, even when she's old, when you think she's out of fashion and all that. And the issue of obedience is not taught properly at times by all of us. At times we miss it out there. Children, obey your parents in the Elohim, for it is right. This is right. Yes. But you must teach them how to obey by setting an example. Ephesians 6 verse 1. I'm going to Colossians 3:20. Kulana Mantabasha, the children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well pleasing to the Elohim. In all things. Don't say, leang agree now, ngoba manje sengine degree, or any, sengine diploma, or sengine moto, or sengine flat, or sengine townhouse. It says, you know, obey your parents in all things. Let me tell you about my father who begot me. I'm talking about my biological father, Philip Masina. I would go there, and some people would say, do you know Ray is a pastor? I know I'm not. And my father would look at me and say, Lo, it's just a boy. Lo, it's just a boy. And we need to. And I observe that. Why would he call me that? There's something that he wants to cultivate in me, and I should look into that very... I mean, I was in my 40s when he said that. Yes, when I stood up from the wheelchair, I think I was 40 years old or 41. And I went to him. And I did not realize that he had a radio in his workshop, which is always tuned into Radio Pulpit, and he knows when I come in. And my cousin says, yeah, well, he's a bishop. We are a bishop. We're Bishop Pelusi. And then he looked at me and said, no, I don't think so. And we should look into our parents and find out what is it that we need to do right. It's very important. Send us your WhatsApp. 0826572729. Let's hear what you say.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM. The sounds of your life.
Zandisile.
Mufundisi wam. Mandibulele, ndibulisa kwakhona kuwe qala kubaphulaphuli bonke ke beRadio Pulpit.
Ikhatha lapho mfundisi bangani. Iyakhatha ifoni yakho. Ngiyabona uthumele laphayana uthumele. But it's only 10 seconds. Iyakhatha mfundisi wami. I would be happy to hear from you ukuthi uthini umfundisi bangani eButterworth. Butterworth. Yes, Butterworth in the Eastern Cape.
We understand that as a young person, you face many challenges that threaten both your safety and mental well-being. And in this fast-moving world, you don't always have someone to talk to. That's why I Am Youth has joined hands with Child Protection Hotline to give reliable and accessible counseling to young people. So send a WhatsApp text, SMS, or call the number 076-037-6345 to get help today. We believe that you are worth it.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
Sipho Paulos.
Ayibonga inkosi, siyabingelela bathandekayo, nanamhlanje ntambama, mfundisi Rayle Khodi, Jabulani Dominic nofundisi uMotha nabalaleli bonke egameni inkosi yethu uJesu. What a topic. La sikhuluma khona ngabantu abasha kunyanga abantu eNingizimu Afrika. And we thank God ukuthi we are having abantu abasha in the ministry. In the body of Christ, of which they are so serious about the work of the Lord. And it is true, good in Sunday Sabanta Basha Bas Nigele Kakud, Egum Seben Zelenum Kulunkul, Nasegum Konzen. But somewhere, somehow, they need to be guided and be motivated at the same time, being love. Nga Niti Abanta Batala Parate Bandle. And it is true, good in Kulunkul, you believe, Gubanta Basha. And most of the time, Unkulunkul Mautala from Genesis. Lego Joseph, Joseph was still young when God uses him. When he wanted to save Israel, he used even abantu abasha abaningi ababekhona ngaleso sikhathi. And one of them, mfundisi, njengoba ngisho, uJoseph at the age of 17, uNkulunkulu embiza enza imangaliso, egcineni waba a prime minister in the foreign land. But impilo yakhe yaqala lapho isemncane. A poopy poop, actually, before a book, Genesis chapter 37, verse 5. A little by Billy, which was for poopy poop, or by land is about four. In other words, God deposited something in the life of Joseph, and he knew that one day he shall become great among the greats. And God did it through his grace, because when Billy got Joseph, and not in Jangabanta Bashe Banden got Jesus. The body of Christ. We still believe to you, young people. And there are times whereby we become harsh to you. Sorry for that, but it is true, Uti. We really love you and want to see you in the presence of God, making a huge impact, especially in your generation. And in a sepaipeleni siyamthola uTimothy, eyalo lapaya, insizwe ndalo Paul, ukuthi akagweme ukukhuluma ukuyize. ukuthi amanye bebekulandela lahle kukholwa, but it's talking to a young person ethi akabalekela iy'nkanuko zobusha ezilwa nomphefumulo ajonge kulabo abakhuleka kuNkulunkulu ngenhliziyo ehlanzekileyo. Nkulunkulu bathandekayo uyakholelwa kubantu abasha, and uTimothy futhi uyayalwa nguPawulu emkhumbuzi siphiwe sikuye emfundo emkhumbuzi ukuthi lo kholo nako ukuthathe kumama akho nomama akho ukuthathe kugogo wakho Louise ekhombisa ukuthi uNkulunkulu wethu uyakwazi ukumsebenzisa umuntu omusha. Akudingi kuze kuNkulunkulu somdala sowuphelile amandla angasekho, but as young as you are, like uTimothy, like uJoseph, when God deposited something, and you must be true to yourself ukuthi ngalesikhathi uNkulunkulu ekubeka into yakhe phezu kokuphila kwakho, inakekele umethi uPawulu londa kahle Timotheu okubekiwe phezu kwakho, gwema ukukhuluma okuyize. Ngamanye amazwi, he strongly believed to young people, and nathi njengebandla likaJesu we strong believe uNkulunkulu wethu ukuthi can use young people mightily and change the course of this nation. And remember ngokwe history, young people from 76 are the one who changed the course of the history of this country. And not we strongly believe in the power of Christ, good God has used many young people by Berlin so that he can change and transform many people's lives. And uNkulunkulu uyakholelwa kubantu abasha ukuthi lamandla banawo bawasebenze kahle. Elitheni iBhayibheli, mangabikho umuntu odela ubusha bakho, kodwa asibe isibonelo ngenkambo nangenhlanzeko kubakholwayo. Ikakhulu endlini ukukholwa, sikufundeni bathandekayo ukuthi abantu abasha bayi foundation of the future of the church, because abantu abasha yibo uma singabakhulisa kahle. Uma iBhayibheli lithi khulisa umntwana ngendlela yothe semdala ngasuke kuyo, will reap good fruits ezimpilweni zabo. Whereby we teach them how to pray, we teach them how to worship God in truth and in spirit, and teach them njengangu Samuel elithi iBhayibheli wayengaunderstand ilutho in the house of the Lord, but Eli the young priest, I mean the oldest priest, wakwazi ukuthi uNkulunkulu embize uSamuel ambonise ukuthi no, ngathi le ndoda iyabizwa uNkulunkulu, wamu-advise ukuthi ngalesikhathi uzwa iphimbo likhuluma nawe othi khuluma inceke yakhe ilalela. Le nto abantu abashisha ukuthi ngamanye amazwi there are places and times where ungazi ukuthi izwi kaNkulunkulu likhuluma nawe, but uNkulunkulu ubeka abantu abadala so they can guide and lead you endleleni right. So Samuel was guided by Eli ukuthi mawufika noma lifika lephupho akasho ukuthi khuluma inceke yakhilalela. And that's how he was introduced to the spiritual level whereby he understand the things kaNkulunkulu uSamuel emncane. So uNkulunkulu wethu uyakholwa kubantu abasha. That is why abantu abasha, come to the house of the Lord, use your energy, khonza uNkulunkulu ngamandla akho onke, ngayo yonke inhliziyo yakho, ngawo wonke umphefumulo, ungakhathali kwenzeni okuhle. And yizi kaNkulunkulu elithena kumele simkhonze uNkulunkulu ebusheni bethu zingakafika izinsuku la sitha sithokoze khona. Yingako let us dedicate our life ekukhonzeni uNkulunkulu, ngoba sikhandelwe inkazimulo kaNkulunkulu, and this glory should be reflected on planet Earth because uNkulunkulu uyimisile phezu kwethu. Yingako even David, when God used to deliver Israel, he used a young boy uDavid emlanda le ezimpi ezimvini elusa izimvu zikababa wakhe bebekile abafowabo abadala, but uNkulunkulu akababonanga, buka inhliziyo yomfana omncane olaphaya ehlane olusa izimvu. Nawe mntu omusha, never undermine yourself. uNkulunkulu wethu akakhethi ubuso bamuntu, kodwa ufuna loyo naloyo onhliziyo yakhe ivuleke kuyo, uyavele ebusweni noma ekukhona kaNkulunkulu. And make a serious business uma uNkulunkulu ebeka into yakho yakhe phezu kwempilo yakho, ngoba sometimes we undermine ourselves, young people, sicabanga ukuthi uNkulunkulu usebenzisa abantu abadala kuphela. No, God can use you. uNkulunkulu wenyama yonke usebenzisa nanoma yini ayithandayo. That is why he can also use you. So be part and parcel of the body of Christ in whatever area where God uses you. Ngaba kuba uAsha, kube umuntu osha izinsimbi kube umuntu oshumayelayo any area where God can use you dedicate your life be be dedicated buyo le into sokuyenza ngoba uma uNkulunkulu ebuka kuphelela noma ukuzinikela kwakho kulomsebenzi you will anoint you the anointing that will teach you and guide you into all truth. That is why mntomusha never undermine yourself. Nkulunkulu akubusise. Siyanithanda abantu abasha ninga bigude noNkulunkulu sondelana simkhonzeni kaya nani nathi sise njengomuso semandulo sithi sitetele siyomkhonza uNkulunkulu wethu ehlane sihamba nabantwana bethu nemfuyo yethu nako konke ngokwethu sizalela ngoSathan sizala uNkulunkulu leingane zivela kuNkulunkulu is for the glory of Christ to be uplifted on planet earth and we thank God ngani bantu abasha we love you endlini ukukholwa it is because uNkulunkulu siyamkhola ukuthi uzokwenza izinto ezinkulu ngani as much as he's used young people on the oldest days even these last days uNkulunkulu siyamkhola he'll use you mightily.
So siyamkholwa he will use you mightily siyamkholwa nje kakhulu uNkulunkulu ophilayo. Send us a WhatsApp, let's hear what you say. Our guests are talking with regards to young people and I'm saying to adults, can young people lean on you as a friend? Can they lean on you? Let me play this for just a minute or two. Send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729. We are talking to our youth.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 0826572729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
And I think the message goes quite well that we all need someone to lean on at some stage in time. And you know what? Young people can also be that. I know for a fact that they can be that. Send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729. And tell us how you feel about this. All right. Now, I need your voice notes. Let me start also with House Dorothy.
Sawona bamrini yakubingelela ngigama lomfulu wami uJesu Kristu waseNazareth. Siyabonga Nkosi yami. Mawusasho ukuthi sikhuthaza abantu abasha. Ngempela bayadinga ukuthi sikhulume nabo ngoba yokunengi Nkosi yami kunengi. Mina ngizokusho ukuthi ngizobakhuthaza ngezwe lilapha kuMshumayeli 12. Not sure where Ruvus 8 ithi khumbula umdali wakho, Ruvus 5 khumbula umdali wakho ensukwini zobusha bakho ungakuhanjelwa inkathi yosho ngayo ukuthi awuthokozi ngoba iyabahambela bonke abangahambanga kahle kulesikhathi esiphila kuso lapho yonke into ivelele bayenza yonke into. So mthandazi wami ngiyabanxusela ukuthi mabaze kuJehova babuyele kuJehova basesenamandla ngoba kuningi vele ukumelela nempilo zabo ukuphikisana nentando kaNkulunkulu ngempilo zabo phuza uludaka yama drugs. Kuningi nje babri bengisamile ngibuye enkonzweni ngile khoneni ngimamela abanye nje bakhuluma ngathi vele basebangenile kulezi nto bayathengisa. Yazi inhliziyo yami nje izwa kabuhlungu vele ngisikwe inimba uyabona. Angazi ya kodwa siyabathandazela siyabanxusela ukuthi uJehova abayenzele umusa abakhulule bafuna injabulo endaweni ezirong ene le njabulo thine sifunayo kangaka umhlabelele uthi le njabulo esinayo ifunyanwa ngokuza kuJesu ayikho enye ayikho esingabatshela ngayo ukuthi nje beze kuNkulunkulu basesenamandla ikhona impilo kuNkulunkulu nempumelelo labayilangazelelayo kangaka ikhona umnikazi wempilo zethu. Iwamazwi ngabakhuthaza ngawo Nam ngiyamkhuthaza nje umntwana uyiwana mfana una 26 ngiyamkhuthaza every day ukuthi nobody else but Jesus. Yeah. Yeah, siyabonga kakhulu, siyabonga. Hey, Nkosi yami, yakuningi kodwa uNkulunkulu sithembile ukuthi sime esikhaleni. Sibakhalele, sibancusele. Yeah. Siyabonga babre. Ngigama lomfilo wami uJesu Kristu. Amen.
Amen. Siyabonga kakhulu mama, inkosi ikubuse ngendlela esimanga. All right, 657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you good, gracing you so much in a mighty way. The best of friends we are.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM.
We understand that as a young person, you face many challenges that threaten both your safety and mental well-being. And in this fast-moving world, you don't always have someone to talk to. That's why I Am Youth has joined hands with Child Protection Hotline to give reliable and accessible counseling to young people. So send a WhatsApp text, SMS, or call the number 076-037-6345 to get help today. We believe that you are worth it.
Funda ukuningi, uphile saka, futhi ukhule othandweni. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, umngani wakho imihla ngemihla.
All right, Jabu, welcome my friend, and I trust the Father is doing you good, gracing you so much in a mighty way, and I enjoy everything. Jabu.
So we are free because of
Ithingi iqale ekuqaleni, Jabu. Ithingi iqale ekuqaleni, sabona futhi wami.
Greetings, wonderful family of Radio Pulpit, especially greetings to the wonderful young people also that are listening. So my friend, tonight as we're focusing more on young people, I just want to encourage young people wherever they are listening. Let me greet also my friends like Pastor Sipho and also Pastor Mota. So young people are very important people because of the fact that I know that we usually say they are the leaders of tomorrow. So it means they are future leaders. But I want to tell you to say that they are the leaders of today.
Yes.
Like right now as we speak, there are young people who are heading families. Young people who have taken the responsibilities of being parents in their families because of maybe they lost their parents and therefore they had to take care of their siblings. So those young people, unfortunately, they've had to play that role. And I've got many of young people that I've met who have done that job or that work successfully. Obviously, by the wisdom of the Father, by the help of the Father, we can't credit it to them. But I say they've done that work successfully because of I remember I was actually having a conversation with one of the young people also that was sharing this testimony to say that they lost actually their parents when they were still young. She is the eldest in the family, but she's got a younger sister. So she says she had to pack some of her dreams and her career ambitions and aspirations just to make sure that she takes care of her sister. And her sister is an old woman now. You know, so that's why I'm saying that they are doing that role successfully by the help of the Father, by the power of the Father, the wisdom of the Father. So that's why I'm saying that they are not the leaders of tomorrow. They are the leaders of today. So I want to say to every young person, some are finding themselves, even as we're speaking right now, in that situation. Don't despise yourself. Don't look down on yourself. You know, in the book of, actually, 1 Timothy, chapter 4, verse 12, also, we are encouraged as young people that let no one despise you for your youth, but set the believers an example in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, in purity. So these are all the qualities that the Father has actually deposited in the life in the lives of young people. You know, the Father has embedded all these qualities. You know, I don't want a young person to think like they are supposed to go and strive now to try to cultivate, you know. I'm not going to be motivational to say that cultivate or three ways or three steps or three keys, but these are the qualities of young people that the father is deposited into their lives. You know, firstly, it says by speech, they set example. So the manner in which young people speak, it's exceptional. It's they speak the word of the father. They speak the good tidings of the father, the good news of the father. Every time when they open their mouth, power proceeds out of their mouth because of they speak the word. So that's a young person that I'm talking about. And it says in conduct, the way that they conduct themselves also, it's unique. It's not like the rest. It's not like the conduct of the world, but it's that which sets an example of a child of God, of a child of the kingdom, how they are supposed to really behave. So those are the young people that we are talking about. And also in love, they walk in love, like the sister I just made an example with. She showed love. She had to really sacrifice her life and her ambitions and dreams so that her sister can grow, you know. She played the role of being a father and a mother to her sister. So that's love. It's only love. A person can only sacrifice their life or pack their dreams and ambitions because of love. Christ, you know, died for us. He took our place because he loved us. So love. Also, young people are having this great quality, which is love. They walk in love and in faith, you know. They are very believing young people. There is nothing that they don't believe. They believe they cannot do. They are full of so much ambition and aspirations up to a point that they dream big. That's why also they should not be stopped. Young people should be free to dream big. They should be free to really realize their potential and to realize the impossibilities, things that have been declared as they can never be done. Like we've heard that there is no cure for AIDS. You know, HIV and AIDS, it's an incurable disease. But, you know, young people with their faith, there is no limit. They can do and they can come up with the cure. They can, given the space to believe, the space to really actually apply their mind and also think, they will come up. God will bless them with the wisdom and with the cure for everything. The problems that we are facing in this world, if young people were to be set free to believe and to apply their faith and to apply their mind and their knowledge and, you know, like, and be able just to really invest themselves into finding solutions for our problems, we will really experience a better world in this life that we have right now. All the things that we are facing. You know, if I can make an example about our government, how it's so dominated by elderly people, not to despise the elderly people. They've led us very well. They've done so great. They fought the freedom. We are free because.
Oh, all right. Just cut there, Jabu. I think you continued somewhere because.
What our elderly people did for us. That's why we are enjoying the fruits of the freedom that they fought for. But the baton must be passed on to young people to bring the solutions for the problems that the world is facing because of they have faith, they believe. I've said one of the qualities is they have faith. So given the opportunity and the chance, I know ukuthi great solutions will come from young people. And even ngesiZulu bathi inkunzi isematholeni. Hallelujah. Amen. So it means, you know, like they are strong. They are also known by their strength, abantu abasha. Akubona abantu abantekenteke. Abantu who can go and fight the battle and win and bring in the victory. So I believe it's high time that they are given the chance, they are given the opportunity to apply their faith and to apply their belief and their mind into the solutions that we are seeking. And also it says in purity. This one I'm just going to emphasize it.
I hear you. We're waiting, we're looking forward to hearing you emphasizing it, my friend.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
Words of wisdom to the youth and the young adults, young people today. And of course, some of them are friends, man. Are you there as a good friend or just a predator?
Add your voice to ours. We want to hear from you. Contact us at gospel@radiopulpit.co.za or send a WhatsApp to 082-657-2729. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
We understand that as a young person, you face many challenges that threaten both your safety and mental well-being. And in this fast-moving world, you don't always have someone to talk to. That's why I Am Youth has joined hands with Child Protection Hotline to give reliable and accessible counseling to young people. So send a WhatsApp text, SMS, or call the number 076-037-6345 to get help today. We believe that you are worth it.
The Word for You Today is our youth devotional that has been available as a printed booklet and has also been accessible via email. It is intended to encourage and guide young people in their walk with God. Well, we are excited to announce that the youth devotional is going fully digital. This means that the Word for You Today booklet will no longer be available in hard copy or sent by post, but it will still be accessible on the I Am Youth website, email subscription, and I Am Youth app, which is available on both the Google Play Store and App Store for iPhone users. Visit www.imymovement.co.za and join the move to digital.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.